Hey everybody, welcome to the members only show of the Automators. Thanks for supporting Rosemary and I and the Automators. We really love making the show. When we started making it, everybody said, who's going to listen to a show about automation? And guess what? A lot of people do. They like it. So we wanted to have fun with the members only show. We wanted to play a board game, and we of course realized the only board game you could play would be Mousetrap. And then, because we're both in San Francisco for the relay event, did we ask? I'm not sure if we asked.
I think we sort of invited ourselves along, which just makes it more fun.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad, but at the same time, we have some very wonderful hosts here. Welcome to the show, Naomi and Sal.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
If you're going to play automation game, you got to play it with the father of all automation on the Mac, as we like to refer to him.
Well, the father,
the grandfather, the the godfather of automation.
Yes, let's go with godfather.
I don't know if that works any better.
All right, well, whatever.
Many people were involved in
the wizard of automation on the Mac. There we go.
The original Automator's guest. How about that?
Yes.
The guy before we even had a show who believed in us and said, "I'll come on your show." So anyway, thanks, Sal, and we're playing Mousetrap together. We were talking before, I guess. So when I was a kid, I had a friend that had the game. We set up the Mousetrap. We never actually played the game.
I have played it once approximately 23 years ago, and I don't remember how it works, and I'm pretty sure my cousin cheated. So this is going to be good fun.
All right. Naomi, have you ever played Mousetrap?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm sure we did. And Candyland.
Oh.
And I think my favorite was Monopoly.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure tells you a lot about my personality.
Yeah.
I love Monopoly, though.
I can't stand Monopoly. That game makes me crazy.
I love collecting real estate.
How about you, Sal?
If it's done right, it never ends, yeah.
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 I've never played this, so this will be fun.
Yes.
So we kind of know the directions, but we're just going to roll, right?
Yeah. So the first thing we need to do is pick colors. So for people not familiar with Mousetrap, there is a red mouse, a blue mouse, a yellow mouse, and a green mouse. And the way that you win the game as being the last mouse not captured. This game does involve cheese. Unfortunately, it's not real cheese. I tested it. It's also not American cheese. It's made of card. So it doesn't taste great, but apparently the mice like it. So.
It tastes a lot like Velveeta to me.
Oh,
honestly.
There we go.
I think it has the same shelf life, too.
Okay. Well, the question is, who is going to be what color?
This is our challenge. I think should go first.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think I want to be green.
Okay, so Naomi is the green mouse. Sal, what color would you like?
I'll be the yellow mouse.
All right, perfect. Now, so David and I have to decide red or blue.
You go ahead, Rosie.
I'm going to pick blue because it's closest to purple.
Okay, there we go. And I'm going to be red. And so we're going to move everybody to the start spot. It's over on my side of the board, so I'll put all the mice over here. We're all lined up. They're all very eager looking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Something that if you're listening, we may have some video. We're not sure yet, but
we are recording video as we record this audio. We'll see what happens. Fingers crossed. There will be a link in the show notes where you can watch a video on YouTube. So
are
scroll
you
down.
It might actually come out.
Yeah. So scroll down in the show notes, and we'll have information if there's a video for you, and it'll be a link that you can go and watch it on YouTube. So,
but whether or not you see the video right now, because Sal and Naomi kind of live up near the redwoods. There are squirrels and blue jays just a few feet away from us looking through the window at us.
For sure. Right
going, now. What are these crazy people up to?
And they're looking at the mice in particular. They're like, oh, those mice. I don't know. They don't look like my
chase
friends.
Chase them off. They're competing for food, which is
friends.
Thematic.
Yes.
Okay. So how do we decide who goes first? Shall we just roll the dice and see who comes highest?
Okay, let's do that.
All right. I'll roll first because I'm holding it. I got a 5.
All right. Go ahead, Naomi.
6. Oh.
I think Naomi starts.
I think so. Hal
right.
got a 4. And David
got
a 2.
Right.
So okay. Naomi starts. Let's go clockwise.
So I'm green, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Green mouse moves 1 space.
And
it's just
that doesn't give you anything.
No. Nothing. There's no cheese. No,
no cheese
action involved. So. Sal
6.
Got a 6.
Yellow.
Yellow, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh. Oh, Sal can build the very first piece off the board.
That's the big yellow thing.
Yeah, which there's a couple of big yellow plastic pieces. So
there's the base.
There's for people who can't see this and haven't Googled it, Google it because it looks like it's a fun little thing. It's intriguing to put together, she says, trying not to break the board while simultaneously sliding the piece into place.
Sally, you think this would be easier if Mousetrap had Apple events?
No, because then I could figure out a way to connive and control it.
Well, that sounds like fun. Okay, I'm going to say that this is good.
I think actually it's up here is the block.
Okay, it's just... Oh, there we go. Snap. It clicked into place. If
everything has to snap.
Yeah, if we want to catch that mouse, we got to get it right. Yeah.
David's turn. David moves one space.
Oh, you're with me.
You're red.
I'm red. Okay, there we go.
So we're Christmas.
There we go.
And I got 6, too. So I get to build the next piece of the game, which is the gear support. So that's this one.
Naomi, do you see a theme here with the dice roller going?
All right.
Is this loaded dice?
Wait a second. Don't they get cheese because they built
them? Yeah. We each got a piece of cheese because we built a piece. So, sorry. This belongs to Sal, not Naomi. And then I get a piece of cheese, too.
Sal gets the cheese.
Yeah.
She got the first bit of cheese.
1. All right, you take a piece of cheese. Oh, wait, you're green.
I'm green.
Yeah. Take 2 pieces of cheese. Look at that.
All right.
2.
Build another piece.
Okay, you need... This is unfortunately on my side of the board, so I'm in charge of moving these things together at the moment.
It's not a base piece?
We've done a base A, we've done a gear support, and now we've done the very first gear, which will at some point spin, but it's not got a crank attached to the back yet, so it's going to fall over.
And you get a piece of cheese.
That's yes.
Right. 6. All right, I'm moving.
You're red.
I keep forgetting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Take a piece of cheese.
Oh, there we go. David's cheesing up. Is this one Velveeta too, or is it Brie?
No, this is Sharp Cheddar.
Oh, there we go. I get to move 1 space, and so I'm also taking a piece of cheese.
I'm quickly going to run out of cheese options to announce.
Cheese humor.
I don't have a lot of. Don't have a lot of.
5.
In the tank.
Ooh.
Will you move me 5? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Take a piece of cheese.
I'm collecting cheese. So far, I got the most cheese.
Yeah, but that's dangerous because later on, it may be that somebody steals cheese from you.
2.
I have some to steal.
Oh, I have some kind of action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yellow.
Move ahead 4 spaces.
1, 2, 3, 4. And build a cheese. Space.
Okay, so we need...
You can do cheese now.
Yeah, so Sal gets some cheese. And we've just attached the green crank to the back of the red gear. And that does spin, but it's not going to do anything just yet.
All right. Turn.
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, my turn. Also 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nothing. I'm sharing a space with David.
That's the automated colors right there.
I know.
1.
Oh, you get to build.
I got to build, which means more cheese.
Yeah, so you get cheese, and we get to put this piece on here, which is a little tricky.
It's the royal we.
Yeah, it's a little. There we go. Ta-da! So now, if we turn the crank that was on the third piece that was assembled,
we have
this
an actual
rotates.
Action.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't do anything yet.
But there's action.
Things will happen. Okay, so Sal's up.
Oh,
dice.
4.
4.
Okay.
I'm yellow.
1, 2, 3, 4. Nothing. Not this time.
2, 3.
Yeah.
No cheese, no nothing.
Alright. 2.
2.
You want to move me?
Red.
Okay. 1, 2. You can build a piece.
I'm a builder.
Okay. Let's check on the order. So,
and builders get paid cheese.
Alright.
Yeah. So we are referencing all of the instructions on a frequent basis here, and that looks like it's about right. I'm just going to move a mouse to get this in place. There we go.
Do you need the rubber band now? Or is that
no,
move?
The rubber band. Oh, yes, sorry. The rubber band comes along now. Okay, so there's a rubber band, and we attach 2 of the pieces that are assembled now together so that when we turn the crank, it will move something. The question is what? We're not there yet.
All right.
Okay, so.
It's your turn, Rose.
All right, good.
No.
5.
Wait.
I was a builder.
Yes,
you
were the builder.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I get to build. Yay! So I am putting together a lamppost, which is very exciting. Okay, so I have a lamppost and Some cheese.
Love for sale. Wait.
Two. Okay, so you're the little green one. One, two. But you get to move ahead four spaces. One, two, three, four. So you are on
a build space.
There we go.
Which means cheese.
Okay, so we need a boot. There's a green boot, which we're attaching to a lamppost, which is above a stop sign. So the boot hangs onto the stop sign here, which is interesting. But it clicked into place. Okay.
Five.
One, two, three, four, five. Those. Nothing happens, I'm afraid.
It's just a two.
It's just a two.
Yeah.
I honestly, I cannot stop watching the squirrels and the blue jays in your backyard.
It's very entertaining.
It's better than television.
It's like the mousetrap.
It seems like the squirrels kind of are the boss. Like the blue jays get out of the way for the squirrels.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's two kinds of blue jays. There's a blue jay variety and a scrub jay variety.
Okay, so David, you're closest to this piece. So
I'm a builder again.
Yeah, you get to build. All right. So you get some cheese, and we're putting some stairs into place, which look like they were going to
slide. There you go.
Connect to everything else, but we're not there yet. Because I can move this.
We'll put some pictures up in the show notes.
You get paid your cheese.
Wensleydale for Sparky.
All right.
We'll work
cheese,
for cheese.
Grummet.
All right, I'm moving three spaces. One, two, three. And I get to build two, which means I get to put a bucket on top of the stairs that David just added. And I get to put a ball in the bucket.
I think from testing,
at the end,
we'll just wait on the ball.
Well, it's balanced.
All right, we'll see.
If it falls off, we may have to reset the mousetrap.
Okay. Do you lose cheese?
No, I gain cheese. I gain cheese for building. Thank you for reminding me.
She's paid the cheese. Six. Okay, where am I? I'm way the heck back here. One, two, three, four, five. I'm over here on a build mode.
Okay.
I'll pay myself early.
Okay, that's good, because you're going to have to do some work here.
Okay.
This needs to go into place.
All right, glasses on.
Well, just for background, this is on a red tablecloth, and the base of this particular area is also red, which makes it extra difficult. So even with perfect vision, you're going to struggle.
Okay,
should we
lift the board
a little bit?
No, not yet.
There's a hook back here you got to hit, too.
Okay.
One hook, two hook, slide.
I don't think we need to move anything.
We're in.
I think we're in. Did
it
snap?
It was in place.
It's as far as it goes. It's a snap. It feels solid.
Okay, good.
Where's the building inspector?
I feel like the mice should be getting nervous now because like things are.
Did I get paid? I paid. I got paid.
You got
paid
early.
Yeah.
Three.
Okay.
Three.
That's.
I'm yellow.
You're a yellow mouse.
One, two, three. A
so
build.
What am I building?
You're building a rain gutter. This looks like a slidey, speedy slide, and it has to go over here.
I think the curvy part goes to the blue thing. You want to flip it around.
These are the instructions.
Oh, here, this way.
Yeah.
And this goes to
right there.
There's two holes here.
And then there's.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And then you got it connected over there.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
Yeah, but we're on the cheese.
That's okay. We can reach under the grate and get it for the cheese. Okay. Did you take your cheese?
Yes,
good.
I have the cheese.
So
now, Sal, if you were going to do that with JavaScript, how would you have gone about that?
I think
I
we need an object.
The API first to figure out what the cheese class was, and if there was any
properties
class functions I could use for placement.
See, Rose has got her hand right over the API right now.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
She's
in charge of it. All right, my turn. Let's see what happens. Six.
Whoa, Sparky scores a six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Big fat nothing, I'm
That's
afraid.
Okay. That's
Can
okay.
I please have
it.
The dice, though? All right.
What is this game teaching children when you're the mouse and you're building the trap that's ultimately going to capture you? That's my question.
Google in a nutshell.
Yeah. Well, that's a commentary for life. All right. So I've just added some pipes to our drainage system and got some cheese.
Okay.
This is coming together faster than I expected.
One. Bone.
What is a bone?
Don't know
bone.
Mad dog, go back.
Dog bone, do nothing.
Rose is going to the API. checking it.
Well, there's two sets of documentation. So there's one set of instructions which are visual, telling you where to put what piece, and then I've just opened the quick reference for everything else. We did read the instructions before we started.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a 2.
All right, nothing. That means nothing, unfortunately.
All right. 5. If you could move me, Rose.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You get to build.
All right, what's so next?
You're up with the hand on the stick.
And I'll do payroll.
Oh, it's okay. All right.
There.
Nope. There you go.
Okay.
I think that's it, right?
Yes. Oh, I forgot my cheese when I did my building.
I feel like I only have four people.
Wait a minute.
I don't actually remember if I took it or not. I'm going to assume that I did. We're good.
I'm telling you guys, we got to watch Rosemary.
We're going to have to watch this one.
Yeah.
She's got the documentation. She's got the pieces.
And she's the purveyor of the rules.
Right.
She can say whatever she wants.
She could.
So everybody has to give me their cheese on the next go. Okay, 3 spaces. 1, 2, 3. Nothing happens.
See what happens?
Yeah, we're watching you. We're watching you, Orchard.
5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A build spot.
Okay.
I'll just move my cheese over here.
You get to put the thingy-majig
Kay.
Together. You got some cheese?
I'm trying to make sure it's
that
a
looks
one
like
piece.
Gruyere.
Is that a one piece?
I think that's one piece of Gruyere. All
right.
All right. So this goes on top of here. I'll let you finish putting it together. So you get the joy.
I think that's it. That's another one you put a ball on at some point.
But yeah, but we're
so
not going to put the
like
ball
this?
On it yet because that's yeah. very unstable here.
Okay. All right. All right.
Okay. Sal's turn.
One. I get a build.
Yay. Okay.
Get
you get the basta.
Oh,
the bathtub goes in here.
You got to balance the bathtub.
I think it's, yeah, those two.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Because the ball has to fall out of the bathtub.
And now we can see why I suggested that we don't put the ball on thingy-majig. It's actually called a thingy-majig in the instruction manual.
Oh, is it?
Stop
I
it.
I was making that up.
No, it's called a thingy-majig in the instruction
that's
manual.
That's cheating. The gamer should
two.
Do hickey-ass.
1, 2. Move ahead to cheese wheel.
Ooh.
What? So now I am in danger, right?
Well, you can move out of the cheese wheel onto the safe spot, but you're gonna go round in a circle now until
right.
the end of the game, which means that potentially you could be the first one captured.
Yes.
He doesn't
already,
get any
Google's
cheese.
Google's already on me.
Right.
Figures.
Do you get cheese for being on the cheese wheel?
No, but there is a possibility to collect
okay.
cheese, and
okay.
there's also two possibilities to build there. All okay, right. I scored a 3. 1, 2, 3, and I get to
build.
Build
spot.
So I'm going to take my cheese because I'm actually thinking now I forgot my cheese last
okay,
time.
Okay, and we're watching the cheese.
Okay. I have one piece of cheese, and
okay.
now I put the marble.
This is tax-free
here.
Cheese.
That's what it says to do.
Okay.
It says put the marble. So I put the marble. It's actually
right.
made of metal. I don't know if that counts as a marble.
It's just not going to be tax-free cheese.
Tax-free cheese.
Yeah, I like that.
4.
Yeah.
I'm green, right?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Move ahead to cheese wheel. Hey, Sparky.
Hey.
There we go.
No cheese for this round.
But it's a Christmas cheese wheel because we've got red
yeah.
and green on the cheese wheel.
True.
3. 1, 2, 3. Another build.
Okay, you get to do the diving board.
And I'll do payroll.
I think that's it.
Yep, that's the diving
Here's
board.
Where's your cheese?
Ooh, very exciting.
All right, so now I want to get off this cheese wheel before I get captured.
Okay.
So
I go 1, 2.
Yep, so you
build
get
spot.
To put the diver on the end of the diving board.
All right. I hope you know how to swim, buddy.
I think he stands on the yellow
on
part.
The yellow piece.
And he
okay.
gets flipped by the diving board.
Okay.
According to the instructions, he stands this way. I'm
All
not
right.
sure why. Our diver just rotated
quality
180
control here.
Degrees.
Thank you.
Okay, and then give quality control to
Did
the
you
dice.
Get cheese?
No, I didn't.
Whoa, oh. payroll's falling down on the job.
All right, I'm All moving
right.
3 spaces.
No
1, 2, invoice,
no cheese.
3. I did not move to the cheese wheel.
You what?
I didn't move to the cheese wheel, but I don't get to do anything yet.
All right.
6.
You want me to move you?
Please.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, nothing.
Right back in the soup.
So 6 is not a number you want once you get to the cheese wheel.
3.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Another build spot.
Okay.
Pable will get. Okay. All right.
Okay. So you need to put base C down, which.
Right here.
Is a little bit of a. I have no idea how to describe this piece.
It looks like a target.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
like
a good way of. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, let's see where the other...
There we go.
Guessing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so, you're in the right spot, unfortunately for you.
The thing goes down the... Yeah, yeah. The basket. We've got the bucket, the basket...
Well, it's a wash tub, actually, technically. I don't know why it's a wash tub.
Well.
All right. So,
wash tub is a bigger bucket than a bucket would be, huh?
Yeah.
As someone who's near the cheese wheel, I'm getting nervous because it looks like it's almost done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're red.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Does cheese wheel count as a spot?
It is a spot.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how you end up on it. Two. I moved 2. 1, 2. Go back. Go
back. 4 spaces.
1, 2, 3, 4. I did not move to the cheese wheel. Yes.
And you didn't get any building.
No, I didn't build, but I didn't get cheese either.
6.
Again, just leave it there. It's 6.
1.
Now you're getting the
caught 6s. Napping. Now, lose 3 pieces of cheese.
Oh no.
I'm losing my cheese.
I'll put it back in the communal
cheese.
Communal cheese bucket.
So do you ever feed your squirrels cheese? Do they eat that, or is that
no? But we've fed them mangoes when they've got like a bunch of when it's mango season.
Yeah,
we'll slice the mangoes and they do it like corn. It's just along the slices.
Nothing left untapped.
No, and Sal has been known to offload the final day of figs. Like if he's waited too long, he hasn't gotten through all the figs.
Yeah.
Out, slice and out. You have to slice it.
They also should, like peas.
I think you should make them work and put a watermelon out there one day. Just see what happens.
See if they get in there?
Yeah.
All right. What's happening here?
I got 2. It says turn crank, but the trap's not done yet, so there's no point, right?
I don't know. I'm going to...
I think that's over there with the... Yeah,
turning the crank. If there's a mouse on the cheese wheel space, turn the crank slowly.
But there's no.
But the trap is not finished. I would agree with you that we should not be turning the crank.
Naomi gets a stay of execution.
Well, she wouldn't get caught because the trap's not finished.
Yeah.
Okay, I also moved 2. I'm back where I was 3 moves ago.
All right. Okay.
4.
As in life.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I get a build spot.
Then she got that's the build spot. She got to build 2 spots.
Build 2. So does that mean I get 2 cheeses?
Yes, well, you do.
Yeah, you.
Okay.
I'll do payroll.
You do payroll.
You get a wash top, which goes on the target.
Uh huh.
And then the penultimate piece of the puzzle. No, it is the other way.
I think you had it.
I had it right the first time.
Yeah,
there's
just like a little.
Yeah, you just
notch.
Have to.
Rotate it. Line up the notch.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, so we just have the cage, which is going to come down and trap the mice lift now.
Okay, we are in danger.
We are in jeopardy. Yeah.
But it's Sal's turn, so let's see what happens.
We got the most 5. Cheese.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm on the safe square.
But that means you're in the cheese wheel area.
He's in the circle as well. Now.
We all get along. Okay.
5.
Uh-oh. Let's see.
No, you're red. You're red.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Build 2.
There's
only 1 left.
I'll do payroll. Yeah, but you get paid for 2 because...
That's what you were contracted to do.
Yep. How
is this? You just put it there.
You have to put it...
Look out, I'm breaking it.
Uh-oh.
Let it fall down.
It's not... Wait a second. The base is not... There we go. This is very precarious.
It's delicate.
Well, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, let me just take it apart.
Okay.
The intricacies involved in unsetting the mousetrap so that we can put it together.
Okay,
so yeah, you do just balance it. On top of here.
All right, let me try. Okay. All right, you want to do it?
And I just knocked the marble into the wash tub, but I caught it before it went too far.
All right, we're good.
We're now, so I'm officially really safe, even though Sal's officially in the safe spot, because I'm a long way away from the cheese wheel. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I get to do nothing. Okay, but I'm still safe.
For now.
6.
So just leave it there.
All right, that's fine. There's nothing to build
up.
And there's no
cheese.
Well, you didn't build anything.
All right, so.
But there's more cheese than buildability. Does that indicate
payment? Then you get 2 cheese. Yeah.
What's it say? Take
2 pieces of cheese.
Take 2.
Yeah, you get cheese back.
There you go. Clearly, you're not napping now.
Right.
All right.
Though to be clear to our listeners, six. Sel never so took a nap during the game.
Nothing changes for me. I went around the loop.
Look, all honey, right. I made more cheese than you.
That's true.
That never happens.
Four. One, two, three, four. I would get to build something, but there's nothing to build.
All right.
So I will take my single piece of cheese for not building.
Six.
Go around in a loop.
Nothing. Oh, wait. I'm on a cheese spot.
Yeah, you want your cheese?
I want my cheese. See, three. This is how you
one, are. Two, three. Build
one,
two.
One, two, three. You all get right. Two pieces of cheese as well. We're going to have all the cheese distributed here pretty soon.
I'm running short on cheese. This is dangerous.
It's going to be a six. Recession
nothing
soon.
Nothing changes.
What happened? Did somebody, like, I don't know, rig the dice or something? I'm worried. One.
Meanwhile, Rose just creeps
along.
I'm hoping
but
to be on the
Rose
safe space when the trap goes down.
Six.
Yep.
Two.
Wait, I'm taking my cheese because
yes.
I'm on six.
You're yellow, two. Right?
Yep.
One, two.
See, this is how you end up with a big
do you
pile.
Get more cheese, though?
You get some more cheese.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So if you get caught, you lose all your cheese in one shot, or you lose...
Well, I think you lose the game.
You can't take your cheese with you.
That's
another rule of life.
That's the thing, right?
Can't take the cheese.
Sparky
stay
goes around
where you
in a
are.
Circle.
Another six.
Two. Can somebody move me forward two spaces, please?
All right.
All right, so I am now one before the safe space where you enter the wheel of doom.
It happens to us all.
We're all in the cheese together.
We knew you'd get older eventually. Three. I got a number that's not six.
You are yellow.
Yeah,
right?
Green.
One,
two,
three.
Safe.
Momentarily safe.
All right.
Five.
One, two, three, four, five. Turn crank.
Oh.
Wait.
But there's nobody on the cheese wheel. So wait.
There's
just
no
a second.
Point.
So I'm checking the turn crank reference. It says if it's on your turn and you're on the turn crank and there is a mouse on the cheese wheel.
So yeah,
but
the
if
conditionals,
you end your turn on turn crank and there are no mice on the cheese wheel, you may try to move one there by returning a cheese piece to the cheese pile and then rolling a dice to move that mouse as many spaces as the
so
rest.
I get to pick which mouse moves?
Yeah.
So I return the
but
cheese.
I think you have to pick the mouse before you roll the dice.
Oh.
Which one of us are you moving?
Yeah. So
who is blue?
That's me.
You're the farthest away.
Okay.
One.
All right. I'm now safe.
So we're now both safe.
Okay.
All right.
Momentarily.
So. Now David's turn.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's baseball reference.
Four. One, two, three, four. Oh, no. Look out.
Don't trip your own trap.
Yeah. All right. I'm in jeopardy now.
Very
he's in jeopardy.
Much in jeopardy. Because if I manage to roll a two.
Oh, she's going to land it right on me. I know this lady.
Oh! Okay. Roll it two. One, two. Okay,
first out.
I get to turn the crank. This is gonna be fun.
Go.
Are we ready?
Oh no.
Is this gonna work?
Yeah, you go the other way. There
all right. So are we ready?
Yeah, here we go. One.
Okay, the ball is rolling down the stairs.
I'm
it's in the rain gutter. It hit the hands.
In the bathtub.
I'm out. I'm out.
Sparky's out. All right. So we have to settle.
Who gets the cheese? Wait, settle the cheese.
No. We haven't finished yet. Because
okay.
It's the last person to get, well, the person that doesn't get caught. So
doesn't his cheese get distributed?
I think his cheese would be
cheese
returned.
To my children. You guys don't get it. My children get it.
Okay. I'm sure they're going to
children of the cheese.
There's a cheese distribution.
That was a
element.
Twilight Zone episode, you know.
Okay.
Read the rules.
We have a call for the
we have a call. We have
here.
A right.
Okay.
Trapping mice.
On the automator's board, there will be a lot of discussion about the rules of mousetrap.
And you know what? You
is
are
there
not
video
you
evidence.
You are right. There will be.
There will be much discussion. But how fitting that Rosemary should be the one that triggers the first cast.
She's also the one
if
with
the
rules.
If the trap fails, if the trap works correctly, all of that player's cheese pieces go to you. Thank you, David.
Oh.
I knew that there was a distribution element.
All right.
Okay.
Not only did you take me out, you took my cheese.
Oh, man.
See?
Two.
Green two spaces.
Okay.
Which would be turning the crank, but
nope.
Nobody's there. So, but you can
but
wait.
You
wait.
Can,
you
can move somebody.
Yeah, you can pay cheese to move somebody.
I like my cheese.
But you can pay one piece of
cheese
to get somebody else, and then you get all of their cheese.
Right.
I'm pointing at Sal's pile as I say this and trying to hide the fact that I have cheese.
The only two people.
You have a lot of cheese.
Only because I just took David
out. Do I want to go chance or do I want to go brute force?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think I'm going to pass.
Okay. Sure. That's okay.
I can't do it to either one of you. Actually, I could.
I get it. You can.
Okay. So here's the thing. You can try and move one or more mice. So you could take both of us out.
Well, that's more fair.
Yeah.
So a piece of cheese for each one, and then you roll the dice for each one.
Yeah. I got a lot of cheese.
You do. There's a little stack of cheese going on over here.
I got the most cheese, I think.
I think you do.
I can afford it.
I think you can.
Two pieces of cheese, and then you could try to move each one of us.
If you do that...
Now it's just survival.
If you do that, Sel and I are paired together, and we're not separating. So we roll the dice, and we move together.
Right.
Just to add for the audio listeners.
One, two, three.
She needs a three to get us on the cheese wheel.
I usually get sixes, though.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, no.
David, please move yellow and blue onto the cheese wheel without triggering it yourself.
I don't know that I can do it.
Please rotate the crank, Naomi. No. It's okay. We won't judge you for this.
I'll feed you lunch.
That'll do.
The other way. You gotta go the other direction.
Yeah. Okay.
There's always a chance of mechanical failure.
That's true.
Oh, there was.
It's a reset issue.
I think it's a stay of execution. Yeah. You gotta keep going.
I'm okay with that.
I'm still alive. Cell's still alive.
Let's fix this.
Okay, I've moved the marble so that we don't accidentally trigger the trap after having a stay of execution.
Next time there will.
But that was a classic move. That was perfect. You know?
Yeah.
Two. So do I get to move out of there now?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I'll be over at build two.
And you,
okay,
get, so you get two pieces cheese. Of cheese.
Oh, David is no longer with us.
I'm gone. I'm...
Your ex-cheese.
I am now a...
That was an error. User error.
So I just got caught by the mousetrap, but I'm not actually dead because it didn't happen. And David, if you can move me five spaces, please, so that I am somewhere less terrifyingly dangerous than sitting on the cheese. Five spaces.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Take two pieces of cheese.
All right, I can take two. And do we have the marble for the top
of this? But I'm guarding it carefully.
Okay.
So it goes on the circle here?
Yeah. It's fairly stable unless somebody knocks it, which means that David should always move my mouse for me.
Our dishwasher is about to go off.
Three. You're green.
One, two, three.
You're in the zone.
Ooh, so that means if Sal rolls a one.
Two.
You get two pieces of cheese.
I get cheese.
Have some cheese. All right, my turn.
There it goes.
So if I roll a four, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four.
I'm not rigging the dice.
Uh-huh.
Wait a second.
Yeah, so move
one.
Me. Cheese wheel.
One, two,
safe.
Three, four.
Okay, so
turn. Can't go the other way. There you go.
She's going to end up with a lot of cheese, man.
Well, you never know. Our machine failed in the past. The ball is falling out of the tub.
And I just caught Naomi. Thank you very much for the cheese.
And then there were two.
Okay.
All right. Head to head. Okay. Just resetting the mousetrap here. Okay, well,
Rosemary's been surprisingly good at this game.
Yes, the ball's not in there, though.
Okay.
For having not played for such a long time.
I have a theory about that.
I think she was up last night playing this game quite a bit.
I think she's been studying the API.
Four.
I should have taken my shot.
One, two, three, four. I'm over on build.
Three, four.
Right. Okay, so you get cheese. Okay.
Is it a build two or build one?
Two.
Build two.
Okay, there's one of two.
We're almost out of cheese.
I feel like at this point, cheese is irrelevant.
We have enough to do.
My precious.
Okay, Rosemary.
All right. Rolling the dice.
She's got unkempt
five. So that means I end up on the same space as Sal.
Three, four, five.
So I also get two cheese. The communal pile of cheese is running
six.
Out.
Six. So I stay the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll leave the cheese. We're okay.
Okay. We do have a lot of cheese.
No, we get paid. We get paid.
All right. I'm going to move this communal cheese.
Okay.
There's approximately 5 pieces of communal cheese left.
We should have the cheese pile off board anyway.
Yeah, it was just convenient earlier when there was...
So you're both on this one, right?
Yeah, okay. So I need to roll one...
A four.
No, a four would put me on the cheese wheel. What are you trying to do to me, David? I got a 5, so I get to move around.
Onto the safe.
Yeah, onto safe.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what do I need? A 5. I did the same thing.
Okay. If I get a 2, I'm good.
2.
Oh.
Okay, so now you're going to try to move me.
Yeah, so I'm going to pay some cheese.
You have to do a 5.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to roll a 5. Let's see what I can do.
Three. So I get to turn, no.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3.
So you get cheese.
Yeah.
Is that a build 1 or build 2?
It's a build 2.
3. So I'm on safe.
Okay.
And Rose's turn.
One.
She gets a 1.
But I'm not on the cheese wheel.
Yeah.
6. I'm
safe.
You're still safe.
Safe. 2.
Oh, no, I'm on the cheese wheel.
What do I need?
2. You need a 2. Oh, dear.
Two.
All right.
Turn to Craig. You could turn your own Craig.
Oh, no. Okay, this way? This way.
That's the way.
There's no buying your way safe?
I could try bribing Sal, but he can't be bribed. He's a man of principles.
You got almost all the cheese.
So we
need taxes. Where's taxes?
We're in Berkeley, so half your cheese goes back to Berkeley.
Well, because Sal is the winner, Sal gets the cheese.
I have the pile of cheese.
You know what the coolest thing about Berkeley is?
What?
There is a tools lending library.
So you mean if any of this hadn't worked, then we could have gone to the tools lending library and got the tools to make it work.
They have a mousetrap section, yes.
Oh, there we go.
You take your library card over there, and it's not 3 weeks like a book, it's more like 3 days. But still.
Yeah.
You know? It's awesome.
They have table saws?
They have saws.
Wow.
They've got a whole wall of different size ladders. It's awesome. Every community should have a tools lending library.
Well,
I can donate my cheese to my nephew Christopher. How about that?
You can donate your cheese to anybody you want.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's the cheese
his kids are going to need some cheese.
Yeah, my kids are cheeseless because.
And Rosemary, because she's our guest.
Thank you.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for listening and hopefully watching. And thank you, Sal and Naomi, for hosting us in your home and taking us in. You take care
our
of Rose
pleasure.
All week. And, everybody, I hope you enjoyed your time today with the Automators. And we'll be back next show doing something that probably doesn't involve Mousetrap, but feels
Maybe.
Like it.
Maybe.
Yay, Automators.
Woo! Thank you very much, everybody. Goodbye.